it all ground to a halt. The body was gone, the detectives had left, and the forensic people unanimously agreed that there was nothing more that could be done until dawn, which was 3 hours away. Until then, they needed a couple of mugs to guard the crime scene until shift change. Which is how I came to be standing around Covent Garden in a freezing wind at 6 o'clock in the morning, and why it was me that met the ghost. Sometimes I wonder whether, if I'd been the one that went for the coffee and not Leslie May, my life would have been much less interesting and certainly much less dangerous. Could it have been anyone, or was it destiny? When I'm considering this, I find it helpful to quote the wisdom of my father, who once told me, "Who knows why the fuck anything happens?" Covent Garden is a large piazza in the centre of London, with the Royal Opera House at the east end, a covered market in the centre, and St Paul's Church at the west end. It was once London's principal fruit and veg market, but that got shifted south of the river 10 years before I was born. It had a long and varied history, mostly involving crime, prostitution, and the theatre, but now it's a tourist market. St Paul's Church is known as the Actors' Church, to differentiate it from the cathedral, and was first built by Inigo Jones in 1638. I know all this because there's nothing like